although the piece of paper didn't matter. She'd been mine for as long as I could remember. I stared at her for a bit as she fumbled with the safe. Knowing she was pregnant with my baby did things to me. Admiring the voluptuous shape of her changing body and knowing that I was responsible for it ignited something primal in me. My sexual appetite was off the charts, but thankfully so was hers. I couldn't wait until our wedding night tonight. Bea would be staying for the first time overnight with Susan and Roger. I planned to take full advantage of the empty house and full advantage of Amelia. The safe was located behind a picture in the wall of the kitchen. She finally managed to get it unlocked. I walked over to join her, and we examined the contents. Inside was some paperwork, a few items of jewelry, and several photos. I took an antique-looking rhinestone barrette and clipped it into Amelia's hair, tucking some strands behind her ear. "Beautiful! There's your something borrowed!" For a moment, I could see the little girls I'd fallen in love with reflected in her face. Both Bea and Little Patch. Amelia began to sift through the photos, some of which contained images of her mother and grandfather. Her hand stilled at one point before she lifted a Polaroid. Nana used to love to take pictures with old-fashioned cameras, even in the digital age. This particular photo was of Amelia and me, at probably 10 and 11 years old. We were sitting on Nana's steps, and the photo was snapped from behind. I was holding my first guitar, and Amelia was leaning her head on my shoulder. Nana had written on the bottom in blue pen, "The way it was meant to be." I took the snapshot from her to examine it more closely. Wow. This is proof, Justin. She gave us this house because she knew it would bring us back together. She knew we would find this photo and hoped it would remind us of how foolish our estrangement had been. She probably didn't have faith that we would find our way back to each other on our own. She wanted to send us a message. She gazed at it. "Look at this. How precious. Think of all those years we wasted." "It happened the way it was supposed to," I said.
"You think so?"
"Yes. Think about it. Without all of that pent-up frustration, we wouldn't have had as much angry sex," I smiled. "We might not have been able to create that little girl in your belly." "We'd found out the other day that our baby was a girl. We planned to name her Melody." I continued, "I know this is strange for me to say, seeing as though I don't want to think about you and that asswipe Adam. But if we hadn't been separated, Bea wouldn't be here. So, no, I would never go back and change anything. Never." I looked at the inscription on the photo again. "The way it was meant to be." I took a pencil from the counter and added a small letter A to the end of the sentence. "The way it was meant to be." This has been a presentation of Insatiable Press, Room Hate by Penelope Ward, narrated by Zoe McKay. For more information on related titles from Insatiable Press, please visit us online at insatiablepress.com. Room Hate, text copyright 2016 by Penelope Ward, all rights reserved. Production copyright 2016 by Insatiable Press, all rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.